I'm Sharon Ann Wyckoff, and you are tuned to the Family Hour. Tonight, we have Margaret Kaminsky Shapiro with us. She actively teaches writing practice in her downtown Santa Rosa office. Can you tell us a little bit about telling one's story and what you mean by this and why it's so important?
Yes, I can, Sharon. It's such a good question, this question of why is it important to tell our story?
Yes.
And I think, again, it's important for different people for different reasons. But
sure.
One of the reasons when we sit down and begin to write our story mm-hmm. is that it's available for our children and our grandchildren. Mm. It's written down. It's keeping the lineage. So I don't know, for some of us, we just didn't hear the stories of our grandparents and our great-grandparents.
So true.
We didn't know why they left Russia and Poland and immigrated to South Africa. There was just this vacuum. Mm-hmm. And I say, for some folks like myself who don't always get the whole story, there's a way that we can still write it from our own imagination.
Mm.
I think that we hear the history from other people and we can begin to tie together a tapestry of what probably happened to our grandparents. But for those of us who want to write the story, it's a perfect opportunity for our children and our grandchildren to know to know us in a fuller way, bigger way.
I think that's magical. What you're saying, though, is that you can actually pull the story together if you don't know it all.
Right. Right.
That really is important.
I think that is important, Sharon. I think that I know for myself, there's just this vacuum of information. And
yes.
So I like to think of our writing as kind of weaving a tapestry.
Mm,
and it's a multicolored tapestry, and it has different places where it's knotted and kind of tied up and other places where it flows. And that's our story. You know, it's like
yes.
a magic carpet.
Mm.
And it's full of beautiful color, and it's also got the sadness and the fearful stories and the dark stories, but it's got it all. And
yes.
it puts ground under our feet when we put the story down. It gives us backbone. The page becomes a sort of a silent witness to our lives. The group, when we sit in writing practice, the group is a witness to our lives. So it's a way that we begin to know each other's stories, but we don't really know each other that well necessarily. We know each other through our writing. And there's something very healing about just being witnessed without a judgment, that your story is just being witnessed and heard, and you can trust that.
That's
and
so
it
important.
Helps so many people to be able to write through what some folks call writer's block.
Yes.
It's that critical voice, you know, the one that tells us that we shouldn't tell the story, or that nobody wants to hear us, or
mm-hmm.
that we don't write well enough, or that the story's been written before. It's the voice that tries to distract us or tell us not to write.
Yes.
And it's that place that we want to just keep writing through. And that gives us also, the more we work with that, the sort of more internal backbone we get. We build a kind of writing muscle.
Hmm.
And then I think some people, there's just that urge to write, and they just want to put things down. So I think that this whole experience, there's a part of it that's sort of ephemeral. It's hard to put words to it. It's
yes.
more an experiential thing. You just kind of write, and then you notice that you begin to feel different, or something shifts, or...
Yes.
That kind of thing. Yeah.
So true. That magic takes place, and that's what I know I experienced when I was in your class, because it's like you bring everything from the moment, from your background, from your experience to the moment, and then with your jump-off lines, it was just like, you know, you just were in a whole new space to write something different.
Absolutely. And Sharon, I think that's a place that is so valuable, too, is that I find for myself, and I know for other writers, that when we write in this way not worrying about punctuation, writing as fast as we can,
yes.
using lots of detail, not worrying about editing, we write with a kind of just letting it flow out of our arms and
mm-hmm.
trusting our own minds, when we write like that, we surprise ourselves. You know, we'll suddenly read a piece and say, oh my goodness, did I
yes.
write that?
So true.
Or else, you know, you'll hear someone else's story about their great aunt, and you'll begin to remember stories about your aunt or your uncle or your eccentric cousin or mm-hmm. your, you know, or your father who really was a writer at heart. You begin to jog your own memory, and my gracious, so many things come onto the page, and you just go, oh, where did it come from? It surprises you, you know.
Yes, yes. Oh,
and
so
that's
true.
And that's a lovely part of writing, is that we begin to remember.